This is Waddle and Sylvie.
Is this the Jeff Garland show? Is this going to be Jeff and Jeff? Forget Waddle and Sylvie.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, we're out.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Jeff, where are you based?
I'm based in Kansas City. I can move there.
Oh, wow.
Afternoons from 2 to 6.
By the way, is there a better sports writer in the world than Joe Posnanski?
Yes.
There is?
On ESPN Chicago.
He took that so personal.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite drops.
And by the way, I think he's great.
He is very good.
But Posnanski is the best in the business.
You know, you should meet up with Jeff Passan because he's going to Bears
I love
Chiefs.
By the way, I love Jeff Passan.
Have you met him before?
No. At a party, I think we once made out, but I've never really spoken with him.
Jeff Garland, Chicago.
But Joe
superstar.
Posnanski's got a new book about Houdini. It's amazing.
You have an obsession with
Joe. By the way, have you read his stuff?
I have, yes.
And you're not like going, this is the best writing?
No, not like you. I mean, it's good. He's very good.
You're
very, very highly regarded.
You've never been more
wrong. When is your photography exhibit going to be?
In L.A. on the 16th of January, but here in Chicago, May and June.
Okay.
All my Chicago photography will be at the Tamarkin Gallery here in Chicago.
I mean, you have your camera with you right now.
I do. I just should have taken pictures of those people.
They were taking pictures of you.
Yes, they were.
So he's got the Netflix special up. Our Man in Chicago just came out on Netflix.
Yes.
We've got Curb coming up in January, which you let the cat out of the bag recently.
Yes.
Is anyone mad at you that you let the cat out of the bag?
Don't care, and not to my knowledge.
Okay.
What could happen to me? They're going to fire me off the show?
Right.
The only person that I don't ever want to upset is Larry, just because he's my friend and I respect. Like, if you say to me, what's the season about, I won't tell you.
Just how often do you see Larry?
Well, it depends. Obviously, when we're working every day. But, you know.
Is he one of those guys you see intermittently?
He's one of my best friends, and so I see him when I see him. Yeah.
It's like, so at the Netflix special, and Carmen and I went, Adam Abdallah was there as well. Mm-hmm. I just watched it on Netflix, and like, there's so many good bits, and they're all great stories. They're real stories, which I thought was great. But like, the way you told the story about how people come up to you all the time and ask you about Larry David. Because I get this with Waddle. I mean, Waddle played with the Bears, and everybody loves Waddle. Steve Stone used to get it with Harry Carey. And then tell everyone you asked
to Larry. People come up to me all the time, and they say, what's Larry David really like? And by the way, I completely understand that, because I'd want to know. You know what I mean? If I was a fan of the show, what's Larry David really like? So I'm happy to talk to people about it. But I asked Larry this past year for the first time. You think I would have asked him this before. I said, hey, man, does anyone ever come up to you and say, what's Jeff Garland really like? No one's ever come up. Flat out. No.
Amazing.
One. Not even like one. Yeah, there was that one time. But also, knowing him, he wouldn't remember. So maybe someone did.
Yeah. And then you told the whole story. And Waddle, I don't know if you remember this, because I didn't remember that you got arrested once.
Yeah, I did get arrested.
And you told the whole story on how that thing went down. Yeah, it was great.
But the thing that I got from it was I learned about humbleness and confidence. And the lessons I learned from being arrested, which, by the way, they dropped the charges the next day. I don't want people listening going, were you in prison? What's going on? Although when I was taken to jail, none of the cops knew who I was. Every prisoner did.
Really?
They're like, hey, what are you doing here?
Well, are you willing to share what it was that you got pinched for?
Oh, what happened was it was a parking situation, and I went up to somebody's window after they were very rude to me and were making fun of me for being fat, and I just hit on their window to say, hey, why would you do that? And their window, without like caving in, but shattered, like the glass shattered. Well, if you do that, and it was an expensive Mercedes, so it becomes a felony vandalism is what it becomes when it's an expensive car.
Felony vandalism.
What if somebody would do that to your Tesla? Is that a
felony vandalism?
Yeah, you go to jail for like 15 years?
No, you go to, it depends what happens. If you meant to break it, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mean to, you know, it was an accident.
So in all this, all the stuff that you tell, whether it's the way you came up as a comedian and some of the bad places you've played.
Yes.
It's all stories from your life.
Yes.
That you vocalize.
It's the stories
in
from
a
my
homecoming.
Life and a bunch of improv.
It was outstanding. We had a blast.
Well, it was an honor to have you.
Thank you for having us. Yes.
Of course.
We loved it. And so now Curb coming out. And the stuff that I researched from when you let the cat out of the bag, but you are the co-creator and executive producer, that I did not know, and I told Danny, who's a huge Curb Your Enthusiasm fan, Waddle as well, is that Vince Vaughn is going to be on this year?
I have no comment.
You can't say, come on now.
I have no comment.
You already went public with this.
I will tell you that the Jets are involved in a storyline.
The New York Jets.
Yes, are involved in a storyline for one episode. I'll give up.
You can't tell us anything more about Vince Vaughn.
No.
Can you tell us anything about anything else?
No. You're not in it this year.
I know, this year.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's nothing I can tell.
But you don't want to tell, or you're not allowed to tell?
I'm allowed to do anything I want.
I mean, come on, for the Waddle and Sylvie listener who always says, hey, you know what, Jeff Garland and Waddle and Sylvie.
Out of respect to Mr. Larry David, I will not give up.
Okay.
Anything.
Okay.
All right.
That's January 19th, 2020.
Yes.
Can you let us in on any other projects you may be working on?
January 19th, 2019.
Well, right. That's true, yeah.
It was a great season. You missed it. No, January 19th, 2020. Yes, sir.
What else is on your...
Let's see here. I'm filming the Goldbergs right now.
Nice.
Got my photo shows.
How many years is that now?
7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen with many shows.
No. I mean, this is the 10th season of Curb, 7th season of the Goldbergs. I am a blessed young man, and it's all been fun.
That's awesome.
What do you do for fun when you know, not working?
Man, I got one answer and one answer only, although I have different versions of the answer. I nap.
Yeah?
That's I love napping, but a lot of times I'm napping on a float in my pool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't travel?
What's that?
Would you travel for fun to get away with?
I've been a comedian since I'm 20 years old. That's 37 years.
That's a lot of travel.
I have done too much. By the way, I go to Paris.
Yeah?
I go to Japan.
Yeah?
Go to
Australia. That's a yes to travel.
Who's in your guide?
No, but I'm not. It's like I come to Chicago, I go to New York. I'm not, in other words, most places it's a no.
Do you ever take guys' trips? Like, we'll take
I've
you.
I've never taken a guy's trip in my life.
If you were going to go on a guy's trip, like, for 3 days somewhere, who would be part of that crew? Nobody?
By the way, I've never been a part of anything that's called a crew. I never want to be part of a crew.
You have a crew.
I don't have a crew.
You and your brother. I mean, come on. You guys have a crew.
My brother and I are a crew. What do you want? We go to J. Crew together when we crew it up. No, I don't. As a matter of fact, it's so funny you mentioned that. So my brother goes with my old friends, and they go like on a guy's trip to Las Vegas. I'm invited. I don't go.
You don't go?
No, I want to be with the ladies.
Okay, if you were going to go on a ladies' trip, who would be part of the trip, and where would you go?
Ooh.
Name a lady.
Who's the most famous?
And I'll go.
Who's the most famous actress you know? Like that you're good friends with.
Well, he knows them all.
Yeah. That you're good friends with, though, that could make up a female crew with you.
This is so not interesting.
For me, it is.
I know it is. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
All right.
I want to ask you about this with the Clippers.
Yes.
So, is Ballmer still super cool to you, even though his team is great now?
So, Ballmer last year invited me as his guest, and I hung out with Jerry West, who, by the way, he was worried about Zion's knee back then. And then someone said, Jeff Garland said, and he's like, first off, he's like, who's Jeff Garland? But also, he denied it, but he said that. And look what, you know. He said, Ja Morant's the guy.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, and that was really cool. So then this year, I have season tickets. I bought them before the two gentlemen signed. You know,
Kawhi, Paul George.
Yeah, I bought them, and so I like struck gold with that. And I have great seats that I love, and they treat me great at the game. And then Mr. Ballmer invited me again this year, and I went with him. I brought Brad Morris, as a matter of fact, who stopped by today. He was nothing but delightful. The very next week, I go to New York. This is 2 weeks ago. I go to New York to promote Our Man in Chicago, my Netflix special, which you should be watching right now, not listening to the show. Anyhow, and who's the other guest on The Daily Show? Steve Ballmer.
Really? Yeah, that was fantastic.
We had a ball. We hang out. I love the guy. I mean, he's just, man, I love him.
Yeah, every fan of a team should hope that their owner has his passion and his dedication to his franchise.
They will be bad someday because of the way the Blackhawks are bad. It just happens. Teams get old, things happen, and that's the Blackhawks, you know. And the Cubs, by the way, I think the Cubs are winning the World Series.
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally think.
Well, you're not worried that, like, maybe Theo has sort of gotten behind the curve a little bit?
It's your job to overthink stuff.
Right.
That's your
job. You could just be the optimist.
I completely am an optimist about it. I have full faith in Theo, as I've always done. And I think whatever team we field this year, he'll learn from his mistakes last year. There were some mistakes. Our closer situation was the worst of all the mistakes, you know.
And he's coming back. Kimbrel's better be
no,
better.
No. I think he will be. I think he needed spring training. He needed the whole thing. You know, this idea that you can just come in and do it. No, thank you. Well, look at, what's his name, the running back on the Chargers.
Melvin Gordon.
So somebody else plays great. He has anxiety. He comes back. It took him 3-4 games before he was back to being good.
Yeah. Football in L.A., I mean, what's that like? We watched the game yesterday. Well, obviously, people, they got crushed.
People pay attention to the Rams. They're not crazy. Like, the Lakers are everything in L.A. The way the Bears are everything in Chicago, the Lakers are everything in L.A. And being a Clipper fan, you're always going to be second.
Yeah.
Unless the Clippers win, like, 5 championships in a row.
Is that a nice rivalry building now because of...
It is, but... The everyone acknowledges it except the Lakers.
Really?
And yet the Clippers, I think, are like 20-3 or some crazy thing versus the Lakers the past like 3 or 4 seasons. It's nuts. But it's building, and it's going to be great. It's going to be great, especially this year. I'd love the championship of the Western Conference to go those two teams.
Yeah. So you have season tickets. Yes. Say you have a good friend who's excited to see Kawhi play that night.
Yeah.
And then Kawhi is out because he's load management.
Yeah.
He's managing his load.
Yes.
By the way, that sounds weird.
You never tire of saying that.
No, right.
Yeah. By the way, everyone needs to manage their loads.
Right. Yeah. Yes. You can't be too tired.
By the way, I nap. I manage my load.
It's your number one thing to do.
Yeah.
So, like,
what's
are you
the
mad?
Opposite of load management?
Tom Thibodeau, probably.
No, you say Tom Thibodeau, and he certainly did that with our boy Derrick Rose, who, you know, probably should have had that.
He just mentioned that, too.
Uncensored,
oh, yeah,
uncensored participation would be the opposite of
yeah, uncensored participation. Well, yeah, Derrick Rose, it would have been Derrick Rose. Oh, my God. The love I had for that dude. By the way, that team, when he was, I loved that team.
Me too. Yeah.
And I've only been nauseous ever since it all blew up.
Abdallah, can you play this for Jeff when Derrick Rose sat down with Will Perdue and he talked about load management and how it would have been different before he got hurt with the knee injury, I think is what he was alluding to. And it was really good. He's going to pull that up.
We call that a sports tragedy, and obviously, in the I think many of us believe that the Bulls would have won a title had Derrick never gotten hurt.
Derrick Rose, just
still doing some good things.
Still doing great things. And last season he was so great. It was so much fun.
Here it is, right here. This Derrick with Will Perdue.
You were a guy that was just coming off an MVP season that was injured.
Yeah.
But you were given no slack whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a different time in the sports world, period. Now we have to term load management. Like, I don't think that I would have, like, taken as far as Kawhi, as far as, like, they're really being cautious about his injury or whatever he has. But if load management would have been around, who knows, I probably would have still been a Chicago Bull by now.
And by the way, I concur, although no, I don't. I'll tell you why. The Chicago Bulls are so poorly run, they would have traded him after another MVP. It would have been like when Maddox left. You know, it's just, when you run poorly, you run poorly. So he can have whatever imagination he wants, but in truth, the Bulls are not a well-run organization, and they're not going to be anytime soon.
When I tweet about the Bulls, and consider like we just talked about with the tweet stuff and how Twitter can be a bad place, half the responses are, Sylvie, why are you still watching the Bulls?
Well, you have to.
Well, you love the team.
I love them still. I'm not one of these guys who runs away. Very seldom in my life have I ever boycotted.
Well, this is worth boycotting, if you ask me. This is one of the rare ones.
You think so?
Like I told you, the Hawks are bad, but not because they're a bad organization.
Well, they have 3 titles in the last 10 years, too. So,
I mean, they're
all give them some patience.
You give them some patience, exactly. So, you know, come on, man. Even the White Sox are making better moves. You know, but I think that Reinsdorf cares about the White Sox. I don't think he cares about the Bulls.
So back to the question about Kawhi. Yeah. Will you be mad if Kawhi's sitting out? You're
never,
bringing a friend?
Never, never. Let me tell you something. I enjoy the term load management. I respect load management. I need to manage my loads. And let me tell you something else. I'm all for load management with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. He had two shoulder surgeries.
Yeah.
I'm all, as long as come playoff time. Look, the game, not the game where they just destroyed the Pelicans, but they beat the Blazers and they beat the Celts. And I remember the Celtics game. They went over the amount of time they were supposed to play in the game. But it was like, no, we're going to win this game. And we're going to do what we have to do.
It was a great game, too.
Well,
the Raptors won the title last year because they were very judicious with how they used Kawhi Leonard. And the goal is to win a title, right?
The goal is to win a title. Nobody cares that you win the most amount of games.
Right.
Ask the Seattle Mariners about that.
Exactly.
You know? They broke the record, didn't they?
Didn't in the year also when the Warriors beat the Bulls record, didn't the Cavs beat them that year?
Yeah, yes. No, they didn't win.
73.
No, so I'm saying nobody cares about regular season. It's all about winning the championship, and that's what I'm hopeful for with the Clips.
Yeah.
And Doc's done it, so it's exciting.
That's what I say. I say, you know, look, when we buy stuff, nothing is promised to us, but I do feel for the fan who only goes to one game
a
year.
But if the fan goes to the game to just see Kawhi Leonard, I don't think they're a real fan, because that's a great basketball team, the Clippers. So either you're going to see the Clippers play and you hope Kawhi's there, or you're just, I mean, I understand people wanting to go see a superstar here and there, but, you know, I don't care about them.
Okay. I want to play you a couple of things that we do here.
You play me a couple things that you do here.
You know, you're funny.
We're
sportsy. Waddle's sort of our comedy guy, or the guy that is
Waddle's
more funny.
Very funny.
Yeah. Very funny.
By the way, Patrick Beverly.
I was just going to ask you if that's your guy.
Patrick Beverly is my guy.
Yeah.
No one brings more joy to me in a game. Although Lou Williams hitting those. But Patrick Beverly, by the way, was close to being a Bull.
Chicago guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He talks
nuts?
About that. No,
he's not
perfect. Patrick Beverly, everything that Patrick Beverly does is perfect and right.
Seems
he gets
a little
under the
nutty.
Skin.
Yeah.
No, you got to have that guy.
You got to have a guy willing to do the dirty work.
What's his name on the Warriors? Draymond.
Oh, yeah, Draymond Green.
He gets under everybody's skin.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverly, I love him. I love him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so we do a holiday parody song contest.
Yes.
We're not a big parody song show.
By the way, you shouldn't be. Keep going.
Yeah. So, but during the holidays, you know, everyone loves Christmas music, Hanukkah music, whatever.
Yeah.
And so we say, if you could come up with a Chicago-themed holiday parody song, it's got to be a tune of a holiday song.
Right.
And we always have a competition. We give away trips and everything
that's nice.
So we want to play you one or two of the best Bears ones we have.
Okay.
And you tell us if you like, give them a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
All right.
Now, don't judge for being the executive producer of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Just be Sports Guy Jeff.
I get the spirit.
Sports Guy Jeff.
I get the spirit of it.
That's right. On your business card, isn't it? Sports Guy Jeff.
With that voice.
Yeah.
You push a button on my business card.
Who are you?
Sports Guy Jeff.
All right, so you were critical of Matt Nagy. So if Abdallah, you can play the 12 plays of Nagy, this is one of our favorites. And this is a short to the point song about the way Matt Nagy calls a game.
It's the 12 plays of Nagy. My head coach called for me. 12 pre-snap motions. Hand off to Cordero Cohen, running backwards, overthrown deep ball, different. Hand off to Cordero. 7 running plays, no more, cause they're not working. I am not an idiot. Cordero Patterson screen. 4 holding calls, lots of 3 and outs. Goal line slant to Adam Shaheen. And a sack of Mitch Trubisky.
So take that and think about that for a little bit.
I liked everything up until the end.
Why didn't you like the end?
Take that and whatever a little bit.
Yeah, well, that was just a clip of Nagy.
Oh, that was Nagy.
Yeah, that was Nagy saying that.
By the way, no wonder I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, I thought that was great. That was great.
Not bad for our listeners, right?
That was delightful, and that was to the point, and oh, my God. Come on, man.
Do you remember Mark Trestman when he was the coach here?
Of course I do.
All right, so we have another one. One more we'll play for you.
Okay.
And this is sort of how Nagy now is turning into.
The last good coach we had was Lovey.
Yeah, Lovey. Lovey's doing good things at Illinois now,
is he
too.
Really now?
Yeah,
they're turning.
Yeah.
See, Lovey had things that didn't work per se, but overall, give Lovey a big thumbs up.
Yeah.
And his players played hard
they
for him.
Love they love him, too.
They played Urlacher hard for him. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so I miss Lovey.
So this is how Nagy looks a little like Trestman now, all of a sudden. When we loved Nagy last year, now he seems to us like he's turning into Mark Trestman.
Okay, I want to hear this. This is good.
It's beginning to look a lot like Trestman. Every game we see, it's another first and 10. I think we'll pass again. Forget about Montgomery. It's beginning to look a lot like Trestman. Every time we play, with 43 seconds left, he thought it would be best to kneel and kick away. A pair of penalty flags are bringing us back to 3rd and 24. A tight end that can catch him will win any matches what Trubisky wishes for. And Matt Nagy can hardly wait to pass the ball some more. It's beginning to look a lot like Trestman. Soon the jokes will grow. Pace is a moron because we could have had Deshaun, but I guess we'll never know.
We do know we could have had Deshaun. That was delightful, except for the performance. It was really.
So you want like a Grammy Award singer?
No. I just want him to pick up somebody off the street that can do better than him. Because that guy. But in terms of content, delightful.
Well written.
And it is, oh God, how horrible can this get? It's just nauseating. I mean, no, I don't buy a win as a win. Please lose to the Giants. Let's get a better draft pick.
Well, we don't have a first round pick. That's the problem. We only have the second round pick.
See, even that is nauseating. And would that be because of what?
Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack.
Okay.
He's good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
And by the way, people are coming down on him. It's like, how much can you do when you're out there constantly?
Right.
You know?
So, again, check out Netflix, Our Man in Chicago, 37 years to the day of his debut as a comedian. Jeff Garland, a Waddle and Sylvie guy, a Chicago sports guy, Chicagoan through and through.
Sports guy.
You will absolutely love it. I attended it live and watched the special myself.
Can I also say, if you're a Chicago Bulls fan, we'll welcome you with the Clippers, and we've got a great Chicago player in Patrick Beverley. So if you're worried about a Chicago connection, Patrick Beverley, yeah, go Clips.
Thank you, Jeff.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
By the way, the happiest Thanksgiving to Patrick Beverley.
Amen.
To you, Mr. Waddle.
Thank you, Jeff, the sports guy.
You brought me so many thrills as a wide receiver for our fine Chicago Bears.
It was my pleasure, sir.
And I only wish great things for the Bears. But I'm done going this year. I'll be there. Look for me in my seats, 50-yard line, 6 rows up, section 110, next September and October.
So you're not going to go then for the Cowboys game?
No, I'm done. Nope. No Cowboys and really no Chiefs.
Wait, if they were 8-3, would you be there?
There'd be a chance.
Yeah, there'd be a chance. Yeah,
yeah, but right now, no.
Yeah.
No. No.
Okay.
I'm going to watch on Thursday, though.
Yeah.
Watch them beat Lions team.
That's like a 9 o'clock kick for you out on the West Coast.
Easy.
You'd be up early.
I'm up early.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're the best. Thank you.
Yeah, we love you, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. I'll see you at the Handsome Festival.
Jeff Garland.
Hey, by the way, now that NBC Sports Chicago is the only home for Blackhawks and Bulls games, you can really connect with your teams. Not only can you watch every game, including pre- and post-game shows, but you have the My Teams app so you can watch it all on the go. The My Teams app has the latest news on all of your favorite Chicago teams, highlights, analysis, and more.
Do you know that I use the My Teams app?
I bet you do.
I do.
You are. You are a very handy guy when it comes to the My Teams app.
Got the My Teams app. It's a delight.
NBC Sports Chicago, the home for Chicago sports.
More coming up with Waddle's World, then Trey Wingo, our buddy from Golic and Wingo at 4 to talk NFL. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
It's that time again when we venture deep into the great unknown.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
A trip inside the mind of a multi-concussed former Bears wide receiver.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him, and he had an all-time day in the use of smelling salts.
Buckle up, boys and girls.
Tom Waddle, everything wants to have a Tom Waddle. If I had a football team, I'd like to have a Tom Waddle on my team because you draw from that.
It's time to go inside Waddle's World.
Tom Waddle did have to use a lot of smelling salts.
That's right, John. Waddle's World brought to you by the great people at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit wintrust.com/findus. Member FDIC.
Thank you again to Jeff Garlin.
Oh, absolutely.
An hour with us. His Netflix special was great. Curb coming out. Did not want to give us a... Were you guys surprised?
No, he wasn't giving you any insight.
Very secret. I read an article where he was very open about stuff. Now, that he won't tell what the storyline's going to be in January, but I did read that Vince Vaughn will be in it and will not be playing himself like other actors.
Really?
He is going to, according to this article, play a character.
As I walked him out, he gave me a synopsis of all 8 episodes.
You're
I know how they all
yeah,
end.
Sure. You're a liar. You're a total liar.
Danny Zetterman and Jeff Meller did a little swap-a-roo today.
Excuse me?
They swapped wives. No.
Whoa.
You know,
what?
They just swapped shows.
They didn't tell me again?
They swapped shows. Meller was in for Danny. Danny is in for Meller.
A little freaky. In his fourth game with the Blazers, Carmelo scored 25 last night at the UC.
And the people were cheering for him. I mean, and do you know...
Wasn't he, like, FaceTiming his son from a distance as well?
Yes. And then, did you see the quote that he gave Casey Johnson after the game?
These Bulls suck! No, that wasn't it.
Thank goodness I never joined this team. Melo on the chance. I guess people were chanting Melo, Melo. He says, I think I will always be connected to Chicago in some way, somehow. For years and years, my name has always been connected to the Chicago Bull. I was a Bull for 10 days. That support was a big moment. Those fans didn't have to do that.
Jeff Driscoll's hamstring's still pretty sore.
So we're going to get, who is
David
it again?
Blau.
Blau from Purdue?
Maybe. You may. Trey Flowers is in concussion protocol for the Lions. So is Ben Broniker and Taylor Gabriel. I believe Coach Nagy said today, did he not, that it is highly unlikely that either of them will play on Thursday?
That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, didn't Gabriel have a concussion earlier in the year?
Yes, this is the second one.
So you know how that works, Waddle, especially with today.
I think you're going to see more Javon Wims, which is good for me.
We might see Riley Ridley.
Maybe so. And listen, we were talking with Dan Wiederer yesterday, and I'm not trying to tell people that Javon Wims is the second coming of Jerry Rice. I'm just telling you that when Taylor Gabriel has had 4 or 5 drops this year, maybe you give somebody else another opportunity or more opportunity.
I'm always
all.
For that. Always for
seeing. See what
seeing
you have. You have to evaluate
especially
your
in a lost season.
Yes. So, I mean,
because you
on.
Certainly don't play him in the preseason.
No. Lamar Jackson, 5 touchdown passes against the Rams last night as the Ravens trounce the Rams 45-6.
I had 2 thoughts watching the game. 1, Lamar Jackson is so much fun to watch. And it's amazing what he's accomplished in a short amount of time in the games he's won. Is that I can't believe just a week ago.
Bears had 7.
That they scored 7 for the game. What was the final score again?
45-6.
45-6. The Bears were shut out in the first half. I think they had 28 at halftime. And the Bears were shut out at the half, scored 7 for the game. And we've talked about this. The hip stuff stole a lot of the headlines. The Rams tried to give the Bears that game.
Oh, no question.
We knew when we watched them that the Rams were garbage. This year, the Rams were garbage.
Yeah.
We saw that firsthand. The Bears should have won that game. A mediocre Bears team should have beaten that team.
Do you want to know the stats from one Jared Goff in the last three games?
They're bad. Like Mitch bad?
Against the Pittsburgh Steelers, he threw for 243 yards, no touchdowns and two interceptions. Against our Bears, he threw for 173 yards, no touchdowns and an interception. And last night against the Ravens, he threw for 212 yards, no touchdowns and two interceptions. He has thrown five interceptions and no touchdowns in the last three games.
Wow.
Last three games.
Sean McVay, they've scouted him. They've scouted Goff. Something changed, and they paid him.
Marcus Peters and Jalen Ramsey involved in a little post-game spat.
Is that all bark and no bite, though, between those two? Two guys are like to talk.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, what was it? Peters was making his way up the L.A. Coliseum tunnel to the visitors' locker room, hollering, kicking the Rams' ass out of the playoffs in the direction of his former team and teammate. Hey, listen, you don't want him to yell at you. Don't get beat 45-6.
Right.
Danny Ainge says, I should have moved some players last season. Reflected on what went wrong with last year's Celtics. Told ESPN's Rachel Nichols, I think that in hindsight, we should have cleaned out the roster a little bit.
Brad Stevens is showing that he could coach, right? I mean, they had that year of Kyrie and everyone's like, how good is Brad Stevens now? But Brad Stevens, I still would take as a coach.
Boston Celtics 12-4.
12-4.
The Bucks lead the Eastern Conference with a 14-3 record, followed by the Miami Heat.
By the way,
the Raptors that everyone thought were going to go 12-4.
Well, you know, Siakam's been so good.
You're right.
Siakam's been great. At 4 o'clock, we'll talk to Trey at about 4:10. At 4 o'clock, there's a new article, Danny. I don't know if you saw this, by Joe Cowley out about Jerry Reinsdorf. Quote, sources are saying he's angry with a start and he could make a change. But to me, it's just, you're not doing enough.
Rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic? You're not even moving a chair.
It's again, you're picking on the fat kid at the playground.
You're throwing somebody overboard that's not going to change it.
Right. I mean, it's not changing the course. Like, I'll tell you now, and we'll read it at 4. It's about Gar. And again, I don't know. Gar has been neutered so much. And again, he doesn't run the show. He doesn't run basketball ops. He's picking on the fat kid at the playground. He's the easy target. You're just bullying him now. And nothing will change.
The Steelers have named Duck Hodges their starting quarterback for this week's game.
Mason Rudolph has been brutal.
He got benched. Tom Izzo apologizes for Michigan State's upset loss to unranked Virginia Tech in the Maui Invitational. Did Northwestern win yesterday in the Maui? They were in Fort Myers. Did we win? By we, I mean Northwestern.
Let me Google the Bradley Northwestern game.
Jerry Jones' comments on the Cowboys, completely fair, says Jason Witten.
Northwestern won, 78-51.
All right. There you go. Here we go, Cats.
The Braves were no fight against the Wildcats.
Sam Darnold gets wasted and hooks up with the girl after the Jets' big win, it says here.
Wouldn't you be worried if you're the girl, too, after he just did mono? Isn't that the kissing disease?
Correct, Sylvie.
Yeah, I think that's probably...
I have had mono. That's how I know that.
I don't think he's probably contagious right now.
Would you take a chance?
Me personally with Sam Darnold? No, I'm 52 years old, happily married. But surging New York Jets quarterback, that's what he's referred to. Sam Darnold celebrated his team's Sunday afternoon routing of the Raiders long into the night, but he may have taken on a little too much jet fuel, according to Page 6. What is Page 6? Is that the
New York Post?
New York Post. Yeah. Okay. We're told, it says here, that Bounce Sporting Club in the Flatiron District, been there, that's really fun, hosted Arnold and his teammates after they... It doesn't sound as good when you do it versus Abdallah, you do it. Just sounds
the exact same to me.
Not really. It sounds like a something like an animal's being like strangled over here when Sylvie
does those years of smoking in high school.
So they're celebrating like they just won the Super Bowl, it says here. Sam Darnold was wasted, it says here, hooking up with some girl. The other guys on the team had to look after him. There was a limo driving him and the players around all night, it says. His team protects them. That's the way they are on the field and off. He's the franchise. Says Darnold ducked out about 12:30 a.m., but the rest of the team partied on.
Doesn't that show you how times have changed? That same city embraced Joe Namath for the exact same thing.
And oh, now I know.
Post is writing it like, how dare he be drunk and hooking up in public?
I don't think they were writing it that way. I think they're just bringing
read,
you the
read
facts.
The headline.
Yeah, I don't think
they want clicks.
Yeah.
All right. I clicked on it. That's
how we reporting the news. Sleeping next to a snoring partner is bad for your mental and physical health.
That's my wife.
Just ask her.
Are you a snorer?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I have mild apnea.
Do you wear one of those masks?
I tried it one time. It's I wear a mouth guard.
Really?
That helps my jaw go out.
And also, if you're called on to take a shift with the Hawks, you're able to go out there. I did.
I wear a full mouth guard to try and ease the snoring.
Is it up in top and bottom?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Is that uncomfortable or no? They're so thin.
You get used to it. Yeah. Well, you get used to it so quickly that when you don't sleep with it,
right?
But
as you have a conversation before you go to sleep, do you sound like you're a linebacker in the huddle?
I don't put it in until I'm done. Okay. I'm ready to go to bed.
Until I'm done.
Until I'm done. I caught that. Until you're done, huh?
So, yeah. It's really a cool device. I'd recommend it. Midwest Dental is where I go.
Nice. So he's saying he doesn't wear the mouth guard until it's time to officially go to sleep.
Except for maybe every once in a while.
It comes after the British Snoring and Sleep Apnea Association revealed an incredible 20 million Brits are sleep deprived because their partner snores.
You don't snore, Waddle?
I'm sure I do occasionally.
Yeah. It became such a thing where I would wake myself up from my own snoring. Yeah.
That's impressive.
If
you can wake yourself up from snoring, that's cool. Millennials want to ban Secret Santa because it gives them anxiety.
Oh, geez.
Some millennials want to bring an end to the Secret Santa.
I'll tell you this.
Holiday tradition because it gives them an anxiety, a recent study said.
I will tell you this. My wife works at a school, and they do a Secret Santa, and the teachers she deals with are like, they have legit anxiety over what to get people. Should they go over the $15 limit? And do they look bad if everyone else goes over and they don't?
78% of millennials felt they contributed more than they should to an office party gift, compared to 58% of the rest of the workforce, while 26% of millennials admitted to dipping into savings or overdrafting their accounts to fund an office gift.
See, it's insane. Here's a bag of Skittles. Call it a day.
Teacher makes students watch porn for sex ed class.
Wow, that's Mellor teaching a class, huh?
Kids.
Did the teacher get fired?
A teacher reportedly made grade 10 students watch porn for their sex ed class.
Here it is, guys.
Allegedly, that is the teacher's way of teaching sexual education. Huh. That's pretty weird.
Did the teacher get fired? The teacher had to get fired, right?
According to the mayor, the Department of Education should investigate and guide teachers on how sex education should be taught.
Play your porn.
The area is now investigating the incident.
Where is this from?
It's,
the Philippines.
Okay. Is that where it is?
Where are you getting...
Philippines.
Full disclosure here. Where are you getting these stories? Usually I am in charge of getting the Waddle's World stories.
Where'd you
get these stories today?
I got them from the sites you sent me. New York Times, Odd News. I went to every site you sent me.
The putting together of the smut file. He's not there yet.
Full transparency. Whenever I work this show, I legitimately say to Abdallah, you find the Waddle's World stories. That's my weakness. And he's, I don't care about Waddle today.
Are you allergic to poop?
It's not my thing.
You don't like poop stories?
I thought that was a good story.
Speaking of that, an idiot trying to siphon fuel ends up sucking the poop from a sewage tank.
See, I got you a poop story, smart guy.
A group of low-life thieves trying to siphon fuel have discovered there's more than one holding tank on a tour bus.
All right, I take it back. That's a great story.
The unknown individual spotted the bus parked up in Laverton, a central West Australian area in the middle of the night. But when they tried to pinch some free fuel, they mistakenly put the hose in the sewage tank, receiving a mouthful of raw poop in the process.
The joke's on you, pal.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not steal.
Ooh, ooh.
Whoop, whoop.
Disgusting.
Yeah, Alaska man arrested after allegedly smuggling $400,000 in drugs stuffed in a rotting goat intestines. An airport says.
How would you have?
71-year-old Alaska man was arrested after he was allegedly found with $400,000 worth of drugs hidden inside rotting goat intestines at an airport.
Don't you think if you just had a rotting goat intestine that you'd get stopped anyway?
I think so.
Like, why would you, like, that to me would only draw attention.
Where is it from, Alaska?
The 71-year-old told investigators he bought the goat intestines for $140 from a California rancher for his own consumption.
Was his name Pablo Eskimo Bar? It's a second show, 10:30, guys. Only no kids at that.
I got to tell you, I can't top that. So I'm going to have to shut her down right there. There's nothing I can say that would come close to that.
Okay.
Pablo Eskimo Bar. Is that what you
said? That was very good. Yes. Do you have a story you want to tease for the other side?
I got a 911 caller in Toronto that's got an odd request.
Okay.
So
odd request. And then I'll tell you about this Bulls report from the Sun-Times that Jerry Reinsdorf is as angry as we are regarding the Bulls star and that a change could possibly be made. But my question for everyone, would it really be a change? It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
A 911 caller asks for an emergency ride to catch a train. We're in Toronto, a young woman looking for a police escort to Union Station because she was running late, apparently for the crazy train, is the latest example of a ridiculous 911 call highlighted by police.
Look, if sports teams get it, why can't she? She may have an important job.
What do you mean? Like sports, a sports team?
Sports teams get police escorts from the airport.
Well, she was calling 911 for an emergency ride to catch a train she was late for.
All right.
Maybe I think the sports teams have arranged for an escort to the, and by that I mean a police escort, on their way to the airport. She didn't call for that.
I saw the Milwaukee Brewers once driving from Milwaukee in their bus for a series against the Cubs with a police escort on the Edens. Why would we give them an escort? Let them sit in traffic. Their bus sit in traffic like the rest of us. Where do they got to be?
At Wrigley?
No, it was the day before the series started.
They need to get some rest.
No.
Can you ask for a police escort?
I don't know. I've always wondered that.
Deshaun Watson tells a story about setting an alarm at 2:01 a.m. to see his first NFL check deposited in his bank account.
That's pretty good. Is that when the check goes through? Is it at 2:01?
I guess. That's what he did. That's what he did.
We have the audio if you want to hear the story.
Sure, let's do that. Because I'm light on poop stories.
And I woke up. I was still in a team rookie hotel, and they was like, man, your first contract, your first money going to hit the bank, at 2 a.m. Mm. We got to get up at 6. What I do, I set my alarm at 2:01. Woke up, and I seen it in the bank account, and it was just like, man, this is crazy. I'm a millionaire now. Like, I know taxes got to come out, but still, they're like, this is crazy. I've never seen this much money in my life.
That's awesome. When he grew up, he and his family were a recipient of Warwick Dunn. Remember Warwick Dunn did the...
He would build houses.
Yes. And I believe Warwick Dunn's program actually built a house for Deshaun Watson and his family.
Wow.
Back in the day when Deshaun was growing up.
Waddle, did you do that?
What's that?
Did you check your bank account after your first NFL check?
I signed for $4,000, and after taxes, it was like $2,300 or something like that.
That was your signing bonus?
I thought I was rich. I thought, like, seriously, I'd never seen that kind of money. I thought I was rich.
It's pretty cool. But I think the story from Deshaun Watson's cool.
Yes,
you can't believe that amount of money.
Yeah.
One thing, I need to promote this because we've had Jeff Garland in studio for an hour. Then we got right into Waddle's world. We have Would You Rather coming up. It's at 4:30.
Yes, we do.
We need your entries right now. Make it either this or that. Make them fun. Make them creative. You can win that $50 gift card to Grand and Western Liquors. Tweet us using the hashtag WSWouldYouRather. You can tweet me or Waddle or Danny Zetterman or Anna Medalla, and we'll read them all at 4:30. I came up with a Would You Rather. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
So the story about the Winnipeg guy who, what's the CFL team?
Blue Bombers?
The Blue Bombers just won.
I think that's them.
There was a guy who had to wear shorts. He said, I will not wear pants. Only shorts until Winnipeg wins a championship.
Yes.
So he went like 30 years. He had to wear shorts every single day through every Canadian winter. At formal wear, whatever. He had to wear shorts.
That's crazy.
So I'm saying to you, Tom Waddle, you have to pick one.
Uh-huh.
If I'm giving
Shirtless or pantless?
I'm giving you the option. Till the next Chicago sports team wins a title, would you rather have to wear shorts every single day or grow the mustache and keep the mustache until the Chicago sports team wins a championship?
It would have to be mustache. It would have to. And it would be a hideous look, but my wife would have to just get used to it.
I think you would get used to it after.
Yeah,
I'm not going.
I mean, I couldn't wear shorts. How could I wear shorts and live in this town? We've had 3 good months in the calendar year.
Your daughter's getting married and you're wearing a tuxedo shorts?
Well, it's probably, my wife would probably rather me have tuxedo shorts on than a mustache as I'm getting.
Really?
Yeah, you could just take pictures from the waist up then.
That's a good point.
Tuxedo shorts.
By the way, this hour is brought to you by NBC Sports Chicago. Bulls lost to the Trailblazers last night. Remember, NBC Sports Chicago is your only home for Bulls games this season.
All right, there's a report out there about the Bulls getting upset and maybe firing Gar Foreman. Does that really accomplish anything if this report is even true? I'll read you what it says next, and then Trey Wingo joins us. Talk Bears and NFL. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.